you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm Mark Creedon, your host. In the studio joining me, I've got a very special guest, my business partner and my far better half, Caroline Creedon. Caroline, good morning.
I'm glad you said the far better half.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what I want to talk about today, if you are in business with a partner, so whether it's your life partner, whether it's your brother, your sister, or your best mate, I think there's some things that are really important that you need to make sure that you do, some kind of rules that you need to follow in order to make sure that you're getting the very best out of the partnership, and also to make sure that your personal life doesn't encroach on your business life and vice versa. And, you know, often we see that those things go horribly wrong. So if you are in partnership with someone, you're in the right place, because in today's episode, that's exactly what we are going to be talking about. Hey, Caroline, let's talk about how we work together and what are some of the tips and tricks that we use. Let's get underway right now. Caroline, we've been working together. Gosh, goodness me, how long have we been working together now? It would have to be 10 years. Pretty close.
It's more. It'd be about 14.
Yeah, time.
It's longer for me, naturally.
Time flies when you're having fun. Mm. I think because, you know, people often sort of say, how do you go about, you know, the fact that we work together every day, we travel to and from the office every day together, we live together, we holiday together. Goodness me, we just spent 5 days on a road trip together. And yet, well, certainly from my point of view, divorce isn't on the cards at this stage.
Neither of us can afford a divorce.
that's where you're supposed to jump in and go, me neither.
No, definitely not.
Let's talk about, I think there's some rules that we've established, because before we moved into this office, you know, we worked from home. Now, at various times, you and I have both traveled. There was a time when you were traveling every week. There was a time when I was traveling every week, and that probably made life a little bit easier in some ways. But when we were working from home, we were working together, whether we were in the office, we were working together. Let's talk about some of the tips and tricks that I think we can share with the listeners as to how you can make sure that a partnership actually survives. What if you were to meet somebody and they said, you know, what's the secret to success to working with your husband in this case? How do you think you'd answer that?
I think it's a balance between definitely communication, but patience and understanding, but also being super clear on which lane is yours.
Right. Because that's a bit of a saying that you like to use. It's usually, you know, around, hey, swim in your own lane, mate. But that concept, what does that mean? What is, you know, being clear about which lane you're in? What does that actually mean?
Sure. So for us, for example, you have your set roles that you have to do, whether it's, you know, coaching, speaking, whatever it might be. And I have my set roles, and I just go about my business. We catch up every day.
Yep.
Do a brainstorm, you know, brain dump, whatever we need to do. And then we communicate with the rest of the team. So we do all those sorts of things, but we always make sure that each of us is very clear on what we need to do.
I think that concept of swimming in your own lane, where, you know, I've got my role, you've got your role, we're both very clear on what those roles are. But what about when there's some overlap in those roles? Do you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, we're talking about, say, an intensive that we run for our mastermind members, which we do 3 times a year on the Gold Coast. And we're talking about, you know, putting that together, and I'm putting the content, and you're also putting content together, but you're responsible maybe for some of the logistics of it. How do we move past the conflict that could easily arise from that?
Well, in things like events and things like that, we have set expectations and mapped out plans and times and things like that. I'm quite a structured, well, yeah. I'm much more structured than you would be. So I sort of have to account for your sometimes lack of or less.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Than I would have.
Yeah. Admit it. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Without you, the level of structure we have in the business would be a lot less. Because I'm off sort of, you know, thinking about the next, like the next big thing, the next thing that I can focus on.
A shiny toy.
I've got a couple of those in mind, actually, now yes. talking about it. But the reality is that's you know, that's I'm more of a bigger picture thinker and you're more of a detail thinker. I think the other thing that we decided to do really early on was to have some structure. So you said that we, you know, that we chat every day and we do. But I think the other thing is to have structure to those chats, to actually have structure to the meetings in terms of when we have them. So we have meetings that are in our calendar and we don't always have them at that time,
no.
right? But it's always a placeholder in the calendar so that if there's something we really need to talk about, we know that we've got that sitting in the calendar to run with. So we have structure on the timing, we have structure of the content, and I think that probably helps us.
I think so. And what has been working for us is if I've got something that I particularly need your help with, I'll actually book a time in the calendar for that because my schedule is very different to Mark's schedule. Some of my things must be completed by a particular time, as is Mark. But if we organise to book a time in the calendar on a specific topic, we yep. can actually we actually plan that out yep. in advance. So it doesn't necessarily have to be sitting there for an hour because I get a bit bored very quickly.
Yeah. I think
keep it short and sharp.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both get bored with meetings. I know, you know, goodness me, a meeting that goes on for an hour, I never understand. But I think that's true, Caroline. I know that if there's a particular topic, like you sent me an email, even though we're only sort of 3 or 4 feet away from each other through a wall, but you sent me an email yesterday saying, "Hey, can we chat about this?" I've put it in the calendar.
Yeah,
and having that structure, I guess it does two things. One, it takes it out of your to-do list, and then it also takes it out of my thinking, oh, geez, I've really got to get to talk to Caroline about that. I remember, Caroline, when we first started working with Kevin Turner a number of years ago, and the first piece of advice I gave him was, because he was in business with Caroline, and I said to him, the first thing you have to do is have structured meetings.
Mm.
Do you know, so, you know, do you have meetings? Oh, yeah, we chat all the time. No, I'm not talking about when you chat. You know, you have to have a meeting every Tuesday morning or Thursday morning or once a week or every morning or whatever it might be, but it has to be locked in. And the comment he made at the time was it just significantly changed the whole shape of their business because suddenly they had structure. And so it wasn't a husband and wife chatting, but it was actually business partners.
Mm. I think you have to give respect in three different areas. One, respect to the business. Two, respect to your relationship. And three, the respect to your business partner. Because when you're in the office, it's a business partner.
Yep.
It's not life partner.
Yeah.
And then again, when you're at home, you need to give that the respect of this is home time, this is special moments time. And that is actually often the hardest part.
Yeah.
But earning those respects and understanding those respects is really important.
I agree with you. I think that is often the hardest part. And look, you know, I mean, we can talk about you know, the office is office and home is home and so you don't talk about personal things in the office. But, I mean, you know, in the last 13 or 14 years or whatever it's been, you and I have had a couple of parties in the office.
We have a few marriage counsellors in the office, yeah.
It doesn't happen that often, but we've had some points where we sort of disagreed.
The girls always agree that you're the difficult one.
Yeah, I know. Of course they would. Of course they would. But the reality is we do generally keep it separate. I actually think the hard part is at home because sometimes things are so busy at work in the business that it almost feels like the only time that you get to talk about working on the business rather than working in it is at home. And so that's something we have to catch each other on all the time, isn't it?
100%. I think I'm happy to just go home time, whereas for you, you've got lots of different things on your plate. And at times I have to just respect that that's the case.
Yeah.
But there's got to be boundaries.
Because sometimes it's just me sharing.
Yeah.
It's just me just downloading, going, you know, I'm frustrated with this shit or whatever it might be and I need to get it off my chest, and you're a good listener at that. But then there are other times where I'll say, hey, can I ask you a question? And you'll say, is it a work question?
Yeah. You know?
And then I'll go, yeah, okay, that right, point taken. Yeah. We can't talk about. And then there's other times you've asked me a question and you've then said, are you not going to answer me? And then I've gone, not at 8 o'clock at night, I'm not, no, because it's a work question.
Yeah.
That's the tough part though, isn't it?
I think so. It's there's a lot of accountability to be had on both sides.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes if you're getting carried away with things, you're seeing a big shiny toy and I'm thinking of the detail part of things, then you can sort of say to me, hey, come on, hurry up, think bigger. Or I can say to you, hang on a minute, just slow down.
Yep.
Or, you know, stop being, just calm your farm.
Yeah.
Let's see how this is going to work better.
Let's expand this a little bit, because let's move out. So that, I mean, that's kind of, if we could summarize how we do it, right? It's, I think, having clear roles,
yeah,
right? Lanes,
yep,
that we swim in. Structure to when we meet about things.
Yes.
And boundaries.
Yes.
So lanes, roles, boundaries. LRB. One of my favorite bands. All right.
I think was I born?
Yeah, all right. So lanes, roles, and boundaries.
Yep.
Let's extend it for a second. How do you think people who we employ, you know, our team, how do you think that, do you think that they struggle with the fact that we're husband and wife, or do you think they just see us as directors or business owners, or, you know, in our individual roles?
I think initially they see us as just business partners. Well, we've had the cases of when people have just started, they didn't even know, and we sort of said, all right, well, we're going home now. They actually thought we were flatmates, which was...
I remember
sometimes
that.
We feel like flatmates, but...
I remember that very clearly. Rob was in the kitchen and we said we were leaving, and he said, oh, do you guys live together? I went, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, well, in the same house? I went, yeah. Like, we're married.
so he was quite shocked. But I think because we've got quite a family environment in the office,
yep,
everybody's quite close, he sort of... will become family in here. So we're quite conscious of that. So
yeah.
I don't think it's ever an issue, except for when you're being difficult, everybody seems to leave the building.
Sure, sure. And as they should, because I'm being difficult for a reason. So we've spoken about lanes, roles, boundaries. With the team, I think it's important that we communicate with the team as business partners and not as husband and wife. And you know, for listeners listening to this, this could be, as I said at the very start, you could be best mates. We've got clients in very successful businesses who are best mates, husband and wife, you know, just business partners that have come together, went to school together or whatever it might be, and they've sort of, you know, moved into a business together. But I think communicating with the team around business partners and not around friendship.
Yeah. I mean, even with that, we sort of take on different roles as business owners and as a couple in business,
yeah,
where I take on more of the, you know, mother duck nurture role.
Yeah.
If someone's upset, stress is a personal issue,
yeah,
then they would come to me, or if it's, you know, something they want to do with their job or whatever, they'll come to me. Whereas if it's a bigger issue of something that's more a higher impact to the business, then they come to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And those roles kind of work pretty well, don't they?
Yeah.
In the overall scheme of things. Okay. Let's talk about, how do you switch off? So you and I just took, 5 or 6 days away, and it was just we decided to take a road trip, right? We went to Tanafield and Glen Innes and Armidale. So if anybody's listening to the podcast from any of those towns, hello, fantastic. It was a great time to come and it was absolutely stunning. Caroline, how do you think that we go about, you know, cutting that line at the time you walk out the door and you go and leave? Because we often say this to our clients, to our mastermind clients, we often say, you know, when you're on, when you're off, right? So you've got to make sure that you're actually switching off and taking some time. How do you think that we do that in terms of switching off, you know, our communication? We spent hours in a car. How do we not talk a lot about work?
Because there was beautiful cows to look at.
Well, it was beautiful countryside.
No, I think we have a set routine in the morning. Like, you have a very disciplined routine.
Yeah.
I like to chill. I need to defrost. But when it comes to work, we live on the peninsula, so we have to go over the bridge. I think as soon as we get over the Ted's Mount Bridge, heading to work, you sort of look at the ocean and go, yep, that's beautiful, I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
Likewise, when you come back home, you go over the bridge and you're like, okay, it's home time. It's time to relax.
Yeah, that's interesting because I remember a number of years ago we had a client in Sydney, Caroline, and you'll remember, and he used to say to me, oh, you know, everybody in the office, there would have been five or six people in his office at the time, in the mornings, they're always so grumpy and unpleasant. And I said to him, okay, talk to me about your morning routine. And he, you know, he had to get the kids to school or daycare, and it was really stressful, and he walked through, you know, it was horrible traffic. And so by the time he got to work, he was all pent up and pissed off basically. And so he took that, and we gave him a really simple exercise of, you know, the analogy I used, I said to him, imagine if you were walking through, you know, mud, and when you got to the door of your business, you walked in, you know, what would you drag across the carpet? And it was mud. And so what you do is you'd wipe your boots at the door. And so we actually got him to physically wipe his feet at the door and create that barrier where he was letting go of all of that stuff that had gone on. And you know, lo and behold, people were no longer cranky in the mornings. It had actually worked. I guess that's what we do, isn't it? That's what you're talking about, the bridge for us.
Yeah, I think so,
yeah. Yeah, there's a physical line that we cross, if you like, and that's something that we've chosen. Go right, when we're on this side of the bridge, we're in work mode. When we're on that side of the bridge, yep, we're in home mode.
Mm.
Let's talk about if there's somebody listening to this right now and they're going, yep, that's all great. I see you guys have that because you've got the separation, and I like the idea that, you know, swim in your lane, you've got roles, you've got boundaries, that's all great, set meetings, agendas. That's the other thing too. You've got to have an agenda to the meeting. Yeah? If you're having a meeting, and guys, if you are struggling to think about an agenda for your meeting, here's a really simple one. You can write this down. It is what worked, what didn't, what's next. What worked, what didn't, what's next. If you're having a meeting with your team and you're struggling to find an agenda, a really basic, simple, easy agenda that you can apply is what worked, what didn't, what's next. So what worked in the last week, month, whatever it might be, what didn't, what do we need to do about it? So what can we learn from what worked, what can we learn from what didn't work, and what are we going to do next, right? What are we going to focus on next? I think it's a nice, simple agenda. Right, so we're talking about people who might say, that's great, you guys have got all that sorted out, but you know what, my significant other, my business partner, my life partner, whatever, we work from home and we work together. So let's time travel back and go back to when we worked from home. How do we sort of maintain that distinction? Because there's the physical line of the bridge you're talking about now. How do we do it at home?
Well, I think we had the office set up so that it was an office. It looked like an office. You would get dressed and go to work. It wasn't a let's go, I'm just couldn't be bothered, you know, shaving or, you know, putting my makeup on today. I'm just going to go work in the office. You
so
go
that
to
was
the office.
Me shaving and you putting makeup on. Just, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wax.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
You know, you have to treat your home office like it's any other office, whether you're, you know, heading into Queen Street or whatever it might be, you know, put your makeup on, get dressed, you will feel better, you feel professional, and you feel like you're actually going to make a bigger impact in the day. Whether if you go to your desk and you're sitting there in your, you know, in your jammy bottoms and you've got a nice shirt on or half crease shirt, you're just not going to perform as good as you would.
You've
got intent.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point because we know with all of the working from home, one of the things that people have liked about working from home is they can work in their jammies and Ugg boots, you know. And yet I've for a long time maintained that whilst they may be as productive, I wonder if they feel as good about what they're doing for themselves. And I guess that's a personal choice, but certainly for us, it was, again, when we're on. So when we went into the office space, we were in business attire. You know, we felt the part. I mean, yeah. It might not have been as dressy.
Mm.
I might have.
I think it's respect. It's respect. If you've got to respect not only yourself, but you've got to respect the business that you're working with, the clients that you're working with.
Yeah.
If you're going to turn up, you turn up.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember having a conversation with your mum when she was staying with us once, and she said to me, you know, every time I come here, Mark, you're always polishing your shoes. And I said, yeah, it's respect. If, you know, that was when I was going out to see clients a lot. It's respect. If I turn up at their business, they're paying me a lot of money to be there. I should dress well, and I should have really clean and polished shoes. You know, yeah, no, I polished them this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you spend more money on shoes than I do.
I did spend a bit of money on my RMs, but geez, they're comfortable. But, you know, the thing I think is I actually noticed last night when we were speaking at an event, just looking at, we sort of looked a little bit at shoes, to be honest, and who had clean shoes on. Anyway, all right, so working from home, really clear delineation between work and home. And I think the other thing is to actually, if you can, have some dedicated space. I know that during COVID, when there were only a couple of lockdowns here in Brisbane, but during COVID when we did work from home, because we had no longer had home offices, we worked from the dining table.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was horrible.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
It was horrible because all of those rules that we had set up, all of those delineations that we had established and didn't exist.
I think the only, in a scenario like the only way you could separate it is your, where you sleep and your lounging area. So, you know, for us upstairs, bedroom, upstairs lounge, that's the line. That's it. Stop.
Yeah. There's no business.
No.
Yeah. Cool. Great. Any other tips? Just put you on the spotlight. They didn't even warn you about that
tips.
One.
Tips.
Any other tips?
I think you just need to know who cooks a better barbecue.
Oh, we're going back to that argument. All right. On that note, we'll wrap it up. So I think, look, quick summary. I think this, if you're going to work with a significant other, whether it's your business, you know, whether it's your life partner, your wife, husband, whatever it might be, or best mate, there's a couple of things you need to do. One, you need to swim in your own lane. You need to know what those lanes are. You need to have really clear roles and responsibilities. And then there needs to be super clear boundaries around when you discuss what you discuss. Mm. I think the concept of having some kind of a delineation point that you go, do you know what, when I cross that point, I'm now in work mode. And when I cross that point coming back, I'm now in home mode. And subtle ways of being able to nicely remind each other if one person is moving outside those boundaries, do you know, like as we do. You ask me a question, I'll go, not now. Or you'll remind me that it's the weekend and we shouldn't be talking work.
I think just so that I have the last word, I think that making sure that I always respect your skills and you always respect my skills. And I think that is really important. There's certain things that you're super good at, but then I think sometimes more creative left-wing thinker. So that's where my skills balance it out.
Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. Guys, that's it from this episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. Hey, if you know someone in their professional practice or a service business and you think they'd benefit from listening to this, please share the podcast, rate it, review it. We'd love to hear what you think of it. And if you've got anything you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know. If you are in a professional practice or a service business yourself, the sort of things we've spoken about today are the sort of things that we teach our Mastermind members. MetropoleMastermind.com.au. We'd love to have a chat to you. And until we see you and talk to you next time, thanks, Caroline. That was fantastic. See you in the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.cwhatspossible.today.